Well, the really exciting news is that we have 141 co-sponsors, including Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who's from the Tampa area, who is strongly supporting the Renewable Electricity Standard Bill. This is a bill that would require that 20% of our electricity around the country come from clean, renewable energy by the year 2020. So this would mirror the goal that Governor Crist put out last week. So that's very exciting. That's the good news. And then we are expecting a vote on this bill next week, so July 30th or 31st, on the House of Representatives floor, and we hope that we get the entire Florida delegation to vote for it. The bad news is that the Senate, while it's passed a similar piece of legislation in previous years, has not passed a renewable electricity standard this year. And so what we'll need to do is, after we pass it in the House, if we win, we'll have to get the Senate to actually accept this language as well.
Now, you did mention Governor Crist, who announced a couple weeks ago that he has implemented standards where he does want to try to get renewables standard about 20%. He didn't say the year. We're thinking 2020. Is it true maybe as much as two dozen states who have done something like this, or what's it like on the state level?
Sure. There are 23 states so far that have adopted renewable electricity standard, and then just yesterday, Illinois' legislature unveiled a proposal to set a renewable electricity standard. So if they proceed, Illinois will be the 24th state.
Now, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that the Bush administration is exploring a range of options to address climate change, including some form of economy-wide emissions caps. And the story speculated that several factors were encouraging the administration to consider caps, one being this House bill. What can you tell us about that?
Global warming pollution in this country comes from two major sources, power plants and tailpipes. And so if we are going to put a dent in global warming pollution, we have to dramatically shift the way we generate power, particularly in rapidly growing states like Florida, away from polluting sources like coal and towards clean renewable electricity. In fact, U.S. PERG estimates that if we ultimately cap global warming pollution, which is what Governor Crist is recommending, which is what scientists have told us we need to do in order to stop short of catastrophic global warming, and again, you know, Florida is ground zero for global warming because you've got so much coastline that will be inundated with sea level rise, so Florida really will bear the brunt of global warming if we don't curb it. So what we need to do is we need to shift to clean renewable energy, and we estimate that if we were to cap global warming pollution at the levels that scientists say are necessary, and these mirror the levels that Governor Crist has called for, that passing a federal renewable electricity standard would be the equivalent global warming savings of taking 89 million cars off the road. So this policy, this one policy, is a significant and important chunk of dealing with the looming problem of global warming.